No love for the Wizards and Miami as the Wizards lose their second in a row to the Miami Heat, 110 to 107. This is TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. It's going to be short and sweet tonight, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to talk about it next on Locked On Wizards.
You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy Brandon Scott again, and I'm rolling solo tonight. My dude, the real Ed Oliver, has a night off. Thank you for making Locked On Wizards your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. Tonight's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. Today's BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. So again, the Washington Wizards dropped their second in a row, losing to the Miami Heat again, 110 to 107. Next, we're going to go over the stat line for the starting unit and the bench unit, go over some team stats, and we're going to go over my takeaways from the game. We're going to keep it short and sweet tonight. I know it's Friday night, so thank you for tuning in. Now, if you're watching it the next day, again, thank you. So, Washington Wizards dropped by 3 points. It was a very competitive game. It went back and forth, especially in the second half. Now, the best quarter for this team was the first quarter, and then Miami took over like they did the last game. Now, looking at the starting unit, Bradley Beal and Kyle Kuzma both contributed 28 points tonight. Now, if you're looking at Porzingis, he did struggle. From the field, he shot 7 for 18, so he struggled, but he did contribute 18 points. So overall, I'm very pleased with what I saw with the starting unit. And it showed up. It was a very competitive game. You know, you got to win these games. These division games have to be won, you know, especially against a Miami team that, yes, they had Kyle Lowry, and they had Adebayo and really Hero and Caleb Martin were cooking. So, but they were without Jimmy Butler, so they weren't at full strength. But this is a very, very good Miami Heat team without Jimmy Butler. Rounding out the starting unit, Kispert, 5 points, very underwhelming. He struggled tonight. He shot 2 for 9 from the field, 1 for 7 behind the arc. So Corey Kispert did struggle tonight. And then rounding out, Denny Avdija. Now, Denny did contribute 8 points. 9 rebounds, 5 assists, a solid stat line, very underwhelming. But again, you know, me and E always stress that he's not a focal point of the offense. So with his defense being the main asset that he has, you know, any kind of points, you know, rebounds, it's a blessing. And he does contribute. You know, he has been playing very consistent. So overall, I'm pleased with the starting unit. Now, like I said, Kispert did struggle. But Bradley Beal was clutch, especially in the fourth quarter. You know, he kept the game competitive, kept it close. But we'll get into the mistakes and, you know, the issues in a little bit. Looking at the bench, Will Barton, again, struggled again. Shot 1 from 8 from the field, 1 for 5 behind the arc, 5 points. Very underwhelming. You know, he tends to shoot the ball in the first chance he gets. And it shows he's been struggling with a shot. And when you are a player who is a shoot-first player, when you're not hitting it, your value, your you know, your piece of the offense kind of diminishes. So you've seen that from Will the Thrill. Looking at Goodwin, again, his effort tonight was impeccable. Jordan Goodwin, again, brought energy, brought defense, 7 points. But, you know, his energy is just infectious, excuse me. Gil contributed 2 points. But then Gafford, again, 8 minutes, 6 points. But I felt like, I know there's a lot of people, a lot of you guys who are probably going to agree with me, but I felt like he should have kept him in. I don't know why Wes is taking him out. I felt like when Gafford was on the court, he was playing at a high level. The dunks, the effort. You know, I like what I saw from Gaff, and I just don't understand why did he take him out. I don't understand why he's not getting that many minutes. Because, like I said, I felt like he was playing well, and you know, to take him out at the point in the first half that he did, and to play sparingly like he did in the second half, especially against a team where, you know, Adebayo was cooking in the paint. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, Dedmon was you know, killing on the second unit. So I don't understand why he's not letting them play. I don't know if he's working his way out of the rotation. I don't know if, you know, they're shopping him. I don't know. But those are answers that I think a lot of us want to know, is because I felt like he could have been more effective on the second unit controlling Dedmon. And so, you know, again, I wanted to bring that up. 8 minutes played. So again, going over to the starting unit and the second unit, I felt like the big three did play well. Porzingis had his moments. You know, he did struggle from the field. He did, at times had a shoot first mentality. But overall, I am pleased. So before we move on to team stats and my takeaways, today's episode is brought to you by ExpressVPN. So we all know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, right? But here's something you might not know. You can also use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. Maybe you run out of stuff to watch on Netflix. This will change your world. Ooh. ExpressVPN allows you to binge The Office on UK. It's so simple to do. Just sign into Netflix, fire up the ExpressVPN app, change my location to the UK, refresh Netflix, and that is it. ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you're located. You can choose from almost 100 different countries, so just imagine all the Netflix libraries you can go through. Love Korean dramas? Use ExpressVPN to parasite off the South Korean Netflix with your Netflix subscription. If you haven't watched Parasite, it's a wild movie. But it's not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works with any streaming service, Hulu, BBC, iPlayer, YouTube, you name it. There are hundreds of VPNs out there. But the reason I use ExpressVPN is to watch shows is because it's ridiculously fast. There's never any buffering or lag, and you can stream in HD, no problem. ExpressVPN also works on all your devices, phones, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So you can watch all that you want on the big screen and on the go. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, go to expressvpn.com/lockedon right now. And you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/lockedon. expressvpn.com/lockedon. Thank you for making Locked On Wizards your first listen today. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter to the most biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today is available on this app or wherever you get podcasts. So moving on to individual stats. The Wizards tonight shot 43%, very underwhelming, from the field. The fact that it was only 3 points is miraculous, in my opinion. 3-point shooting. Again, this is not our forte. Shooting 28%, like I said, you're lucky you're still in the game. 28%. Free throw line, we did shoot better. 16 from 20, 80% from the free throw line. So we did shoot better, but 3-point shooting, again, is not our forte. We struggled again tonight. Porzingis struggled tonight. Will DeThrill Barton struggled tonight. Kisper struggled tonight. So your core shooters struggled tonight, and it showed. That zone offense, while I do believe they played better against the zone tonight, it still caused them troubles. The zone defense of the Miami Heat really, really shut this team down. Now, the ball movement was better. They did attack with more aggression. But, again, they also tended to get a little lazy and, shoot low percentage shots behind the arc. So they had to shore that up, because, look, coming up, the Boston Celtics. We got the Boston Celtics on Sunday, and this team is a defensive-minded team. They're going to test us. And if we struggle against the zone, we're pretty much given the league a blueprint on how to beat us. So we've got to really work on that. Especially when you have aspirations to be a playoff team, they're going to test you. The league knows right now how to attack this team. They shut down the perimeter, and Miami showed us 2 games in a row how to beat us. So that is, we're going to go ahead and flow right into my takeaways. Number one, paint D. Really, you can go ahead and throw defense overall, period. Defensively, this team has struggled in transition defense. It showed tonight. The paint, Bam Adebayo did whatever he wanted. The paint, if you look at, let's check it out here. Points in the paint, 62 points by Miami. So Adebayo, Dedmon, they did whatever they wanted tonight. Even Lowry was driving the lane. And we're going to talk about Lowry and his calls, because his calls were just crazy tonight. He got a lot of calls tonight. But before we get into that, the defense has to get shored up. Wes Unseld is a defensive coach. That's what his forte is. That's what is his calling card. He's got to get better, especially in transition. Team after team is beating us down the court. And it shows. The communication on the defensive end, I felt like they did do better tonight with rotations and communication. But still, Adebayo, and really that's my second takeaway. They took advantage of mismatches. Very often you would see guards, forwards, guard, and Adebayo. And with his strength and with his athleticism, because, if you saw, Adebayo brought the ball up a few times. You know, he's got athleticism. He can dribble a little bit. He can create his own shot a little bit. You know, he's just not, you know, this big center. He can play a little bit. So very often than not, he controlled the paint. The paint tonight was Bam Adebayo's. We were just paying rent. I mean, he held it down. Like I said, 62 points in the paint. So he definitely took advantage of mismatches. They just couldn't control him. You know, he was just they brought the ball down so fast. We couldn't. Our transition D has to be shored up. And my third takeaway was the pick and roll with Lowry and Adebayo was just ridiculous. They pick and rolled us to death tonight. They did whatever they wanted. They killed us in the paint. If you could choose one factor tonight why we lost this game, you would have to say the paint. Our inability to lock down the paint really cost us tonight. And, you know, like I said, you can name team after team in the Eastern Conference. You know, if you go against Cleveland, you got Evan Mobley and Allen. You know, you go to Philly, you got Embiid. You know, Brooklyn may be a team that doesn't really have a big. But if you look at Indiana, Miles Turner, you know, the list goes on in the Eastern Conference. You have to be able to protect the paint because they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you. And the fact that Gafford is a tweener, you know, he does need to add a little weight. And the same can be said by KP. You know, we have guys who, while they are athletic, and they add that athleticism to that position, you know, you just don't have the strength to deal with your Bam Adebayos, your Joel Embiids. And that's really where West comes into play. He's got to get into these mismatches. He has to really get into these rotations. And again, why is Gafford not playing? I just, you know, maybe y'all can help me in the comments. Let me know, because I don't get it. You know, 8 minutes, you know, I felt like when he played well. You know, he really got the most out of his minutes, and it's just, I don't understand, especially when you have a second team center who, you know, played well tonight. Deadman played well. And, you know, with Gaff not in there, they took advantage of mismatches. So I think not protecting the paint and sloppy rotations cost us. And this was cost us a game. And even with all that, we only lost by 3. So let's see. Second chance points. That was one thing I liked about this game. We scored 23 to their 11 in second chance points. So being resilient, second chance points, keeping the ball on offensive, you know, I felt like kept us in the game. You saw a fight from this team, you know. You saw a fight. Bradley Beal really showed out. He really showed that leader. You know, he came out and he played well. You know, he was very clutch. That's one thing you can't say negative about Bradley Beal this season. He's been very clutch all the way back, going back to the Chicago Bulls game. He's been very, very, very clutch. So before I get into a little bit of a preview, and talking about the disabled list real quick, about the players we had out tonight. Before we move into that, tonight's episode is brought to you by Sweatblock. Now, I'm a bigger guy, and I like to exercise, but I'm just, from being a bigger guy, I sweat anyways. Especially when I'm rolling with the wife in the mall and Bath & Body Works. Just the amount of money she spends makes me sweat. Sweatblock gives you the confidence to wear what you want without embarrassing sweat. So that helps me out right there. Sweatblock wipes were featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by firefighters. And if anybody knows about heat, it's firefighters. If you or someone you love is experiencing embarrassing sweat or odor, try Sweatblock. Save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON at sweatblock.com. Also available on amazon.com. And again, thank you for making Locked On Wizards your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast. The biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcast. So again, before we roll out of here, or I don't know, you know, we, meaning all of us, you know, ease off tonight. But before I roll out of here, we're going to go over a little preview. But before we go over a preview of the Boston Celtics game, looking at the players out. Now, again, Monte Morris was out tonight dealing with ankle pain. Lon Wright is working himself back into shape. So they are going to reevaluate him in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Now, Rui was out and Johnny Davis was out. So, you know, we were dealing with our fair share of injuries, and, you know, it's not, really not excuses. You know, our calling card was depth. Now, our depth is being tested right now, you know, with your starting and second team point guards being out, Rui being out, especially with Rui playing well. Is it affecting us a little bit? Yes, it is. You know, we're feeling the pain. You know, Weston Unseld is having to become a little more creative with his rotations. I think overall his rotations have been good, but, you know, we definitely need our guys back. You know, we're feeling the pain of your death being tested. So again, Sunday, you know, we're rolling in Boston. So it doesn't get easier. Sunday at Boston. Boston is leading the Eastern Conference right now. They're playing very well. You know, you can't say enough about Tatum, Brown, you know, Horford. It's going to be a game that is going to really test and see where we're at. You know, beating Boston, you know, we got to win these games. You know, if you're going to challenge in the East, you have to go after the top guy. Like, it's prison rules, man. You go after the toughest guy. You know what I'm saying? So we have to go at Boston. We got to keep this intensity. So what would be my keys to victory real quick? I would say ball movement. You know, if Boston is smart, they're going to throw the zone at us. They're going to test us. Ball movement, while it was a lot more fluid tonight, is the best way to beat the zone. Fast passes being, you know, really, really being keen in on passes. You saw some turnovers tonight. You saw some sloppy passing. We got to short it up because Boston is a championship contending team. So they're going to penalize you with mistakes. You cannot make a lot of mistakes with teams like Boston, like Brooklyn, like Cleveland. You know, list goes on at Eastern Conference. You know, with these big matchups, you have to take advantage, you know, or they're going to take advantage of you. And so ball movement. Defense is number two. Defense has to be better, man, especially in transition. We have got to get down the floor, man. We have got to get down the floor. We've got to deal with assignments quick. We've got to communicate. We've got to defend the paint. Al Horford is an older cat, but he will still give us the business down low. I'm just trying to tell you, man, look, they got to defend the paint. You know, you've got to defend the paint. And number three, shooting high percentage shots. We tend to shoot very low percentage three-point shots. You know, Kuz is very guilty for that. And Barton, Bill, you know, our chief three-point shooters, they tend to let it fly a little too early in the shot clock or they settle for low percentage three-point shots. We've got to short it up. You know, we've got to take high percentage shots. You know, we've got to drive the lane more. You know, Kuzma is, to me, other than Bradley Beal, Kyle Kuzma is the best driver on this team, in my opinion. You know, with his size, he can get to the lane and he can get to the lane with ease. So I would like to see a lot more of that, an aggressive offense and defense, an aggressive team, you know, come out to play, you know, because I think that Boston, I think we're a good team. I think Boston is a winnable team. Now, the injuries, we're going to see if Monty plays, if Rui plays. Johnny Davis was in street clothes night, so we don't know. But really, what are you really expecting out of Johnny Davis anyway? So, you know, I think we need to come out with energy because you're on the road. Boston's a hard place to win. It's hard to win, man. So we got to come out with intensity and punch them in the mouth. I ain't trying to get violent, but we have to, in basketball terms, punch them in the mouth because, you know, we can go in there with a plan. But, you know, it was once said by Mike Tyson, we all got a plan till you get punched in the mouth. So, you know, definitely we have to go in there with some intensity. We have to go in there. And I think that we go in there with intensity, with everybody knowing their job, and everybody playing their part, I think this can be a winnable game. It's not going to be easy, but it is a winnable game. So we're going to go ahead and call it at night. I know it's Friday night, or if you're catching this the next day, you know, I hope you enjoyed your night. But again, thank you, everybody, for watching. Definitely check out me and my dude, the real It Oliver, on Twitter and Instagram. We are close to 3,000 subscribers on YouTube, so definitely like and subscribe, comment below, let me know how I did tonight on the solo bound. And again, thank you so much for watching, and see you guys on Sunday. Definitely show up. The game's on Sunday. We are playing Boston on the road. So again, I hope everybody has a blessed weekend. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. We are very thankful here at Locked On Wizards for you guys tuning in, and a lot of love you give us. So again, everybody have a good night, and peace.